Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Biden administration canceled one of the most high-profile oil and gas lease opportunities pending before the Interior Department. The decision, which halts the potential to drill for oil in over 1 million acres in the Cook Inlet, comes at a challenging political moment when gas prices are hitting painful new highs. In a statement, the Department of the Interior cited a lack of industry interest in leasing in the area for the decision not to move forward with the Cook Inlet lease sale. The department also halted two leases under consideration for the Gulf of Mexico region because of conflicting court rulings that impacted work on these proposed lease sales. The Interior Department's Bureau of Ocean Energy Management previously canceled lease sales in the Cook Inlet three times, 2007, 2008, and 2011, also citing lack of industry interest at the time as the reason for scrapping said sales. Federal law requires the Department of the Interior to stick to a five-year leasing plan for auctioning offshore leases. The administration had till the end of the current five-year plan, set to expire at the end of next month, to complete these lease sales. Until now, the White House remains silent about the massive Alaska lease. However, canceling the sale would be in keeping with political promises President Biden made in the name of halting global warming. But those promises have a political challenge in the face of prices at the pump as they continue to increase and have been since the beginning of the year. The delicate political situation was evident after a top environmental official showed off her hand in an email that copied a reporter. Gina McCarthy, the White House National Climate Advisor, wrote that the Cook Inlet sale was canceled and not proceeding. Almost immediately, another White House official jumped in to declare that McCarthy got ahead of herself. Interior Department officials said a final decision hadn't been made. On Wednesday, though, with time running out, the department made its announcement. A top official with the American Petroleum Institute called the cancellation another example of the administration's lack of commitment to oil and gas development in the U.S. Legislation heads to Governor Mike Dunleavy's desk for a signature relating to dress code and natural hairstyles. The Alaska State Senate voted to concur with the House amendments for Senate Bill 174, which would prohibit a governing body from adopting a school dress code that would prohibit a student from wearing a hairstyle that's associated with race. Senator David Wilson, co-sponsor for the legislation, told the Senate floor,
"I'll be voting yes today. Not because I support some of the changes that happened in the other body, but we are running out of time of the session, and I support where the bill as it stands, no matter how incremental this is. This bill is drafted, still protects our children of color. Just because you have not personally experienced discrimination does not mean discrimination does not exist. Racism in the workplace is not going away, and I expect future work on this issue."
Senator Tom Begich added,
"I also wanted to take exception to the changes made in the other body, weakening the bill, making it less supportive of the intent of the bill, which is to reduce discrimination, in particular in our schools. I think sometimes in a zealous desire to change legislation that this body had looked at extensively, in a zealous attempt to just have their fingerprints on the legislation, sometimes changes are made that are damaging and not in the best interests of the bill as a whole. Nonetheless, it's a good first step, and we should be supporting this concurrence vote."
The bill would prevent a governing body to adopt a school dress code that would prohibit a student from wearing natural hairstyle, regardless of hair texture or type. Natural hair includes braids, locks, twists, tight coils, afros, cornrows, and bantu knots. It also would prevent code that prohibits a student from wearing traditional tribal regalia or objecting of cultural significance at a graduation ceremony. The legislation is now on its way to Governor Mike Dunleavy's desk. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.